Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Good evening, and welcome to another edition of Late Night with Benny Love. Your concierge of love, you know what I'm saying? I am so happy to be back in your heart and your homes. And you know, when I'm away from you, I always crave you. I always want to be around you, you know what I'm saying? We're broadcasting right from New York City, right here on the Bashani Radio app, exclusively. You can't hear this right now any other place except right here on the Bashani app, because we want to make this a place where you can feel special. And all you got to do is come in, relax, and get it down, right? Hey, I got my new website up. You just go to BennyLove.com. That's B-E-N-N-I-E Love.com. And what I want to do there, I want to make it easier for you to communicate with me and, you know, leave messages. And as we go on, I'll be able to add in some things to the site. You know, I want you guys to be a part of it because of you are part of me. All right, and I want to make sure I can be a part of you. All right, tonight's episode, first and foremost, don't let me forget, I want to wish all the women around the world happy International Women's Day, and this officially is the Women's Month, so once again, you know, the woman rule this world. I don't care what nobody say, because if it wasn't for a woman, there would be no men, you know, right? Because women give life to the universe. Man can't give life to the universe. He can just play a part of it, but she can carry him for 9 months. You hear what I say? Y'all better recognize. And especially all you young dudes out there, you better learn how to treat the woman like a queen, because, you know, there's a lot of men that are young boys that are growing up without a man to show them the right way. And if you're one of those guys that don't know the right way, well, I encourage you to listen to my episodes, because I'm only going to teach you the right way of how you activate, how you stimulate, and how you motivate the right woman to be in your life. You heard what I said? Just call me Uncle Benny Love. It's all good. Whatever fits you, right? Because I'm here for you, right? Right here on the Bashani Radio app, download for iPhones and Androids. Okay? We're going to get this show started right here on this nice and cool night here in New York City. Y'all know how we do it. Today's episode, I'm going to focus on, it's just me, you, and about 2 million people. So tonight's episode, I'm going to focus on 4 attributes of the right woman. Okay, I'm sure there are many more attributes of the right woman, but I'm gonna just give you my personal 4 that I like to, you know, check off on my list when I'm dealing with a woman, and to see if she's that type of woman that I need to be giving my time and be giving my attention to, you know what I'm saying? All right, so let us begin. Right here on Bashani Radio app, worldwide, baby. Let's start with number one. Number one, the right woman can help you make the right decisions. Now, this is important, guys. This is really, really important. You know, behind every great man, next to every great man, there is a greater woman. All right? And when you can have a woman that can help you make some really, really important decisions in life, whether it's about business, whether it's about money, whether it's about family, whether it's about motivation, inspiration, I'm going to tell you, that sets you up for something extraordinary, okay? Because a woman that knows how to be part of the team, oh man, that's an incredible, incredible woman right there. You hear what I say? Because in today's time, whatever you're trying to achieve, you're going to need that right woman by your side. And I'm telling you, the right woman can help you get to a whole nother level. The right woman can help you raise a family like no other person can. The right woman can help you through the hardest times of your life. And we all will go through some hard times. You hear what I'm saying? I don't want men to take women for granted, because all you got to do is look at the woman that raised you. It's very hard to find another woman like that, right? But they're out there. But remember, I don't believe that there is wrong women. I just believe there is the right woman for you. Okay? And ladies and gentlemen, I want to make sure when I'm saying the right woman, I want you to understand that that can be the right man if you're a woman, and the right woman if you're a man, you know, whatever your characteristics is. What? Because the right person will work for your life, if that makes sense. You know, throughout life, I think some of the biggest obstacles happen in money and finance, and especially being an entrepreneur like myself. I'm often attracted to women that are, one, doing their own thing, two, that have a sense of where they want to go. Because what I believe is everybody's got to have a destination that they need to go to, right? And sometimes if that person doesn't have an identity or a destination where they need to go, sometimes they can end up focusing on you a little too much and therefore not focusing on themselves, if that makes sense, right? That's why is having the right woman can help you balance that out right there, all right? Because the right woman, she'll know how to balance it with you. Like, you know, okay, honey, we're going to do this and we're going to do it this way. But, you know, we'll push it a little to the left and a little to the right. And you need somebody that's going to ride with you. As they say, you'll ride or die, as the young folk said. You know what I mean? So number one is the right woman can help you make the right decisions. Number two, the right woman would help you make love to her without ever touching her. That's deep, right? You know, often when I talk about this, a lot of guys be, what are you talking about, any love? What I'm saying is that intimacy, it's not a sexual thing. Intimacy is an intimate thing, all right? So if you start off wanting to make love to a woman's mind, you can stimulate everything else. So if you stimulate a woman's mind, you can stimulate her behind, right? And I don't mean that in any rogue way. I'm just saying that the rest will follow. Because what happens is women are emotional, while men are very visual. So you got to know how to balance that out. So for instance, you want to get deep inside of a woman, you need to get deep inside of her mind, all right? Because she's connected to that emotions, and emotions is simply energy. That's connect. Energy is energy in motion. That's what emotions are. Energy in motions. That's what I meant to say. And if you learn how to work and stimulate that mind, you can believe this, everything else you would ever want will be so much easier to do. See, I've learned how to make love to a woman's mind by just elevating and stimulating the train of thoughts and words, the tone of my voice, just learning how to make her you know, get that little tingly feeling inside. Like, you know, some of y'all are listening right now and you're getting that little tingling feeling inside and you didn't even know you had it, right? You probably never met me, but you never know how sexy it was, did you? Or maybe you did meet me and you realized how sexy it was, right? Don't worry, I see you and I feel you. And that's what I mean, ladies and gentlemen, just learning how to stimulate a woman's mind, learning how to make love to her without ever touching her, all right? Because if you learn how to stimulate that energy and that mind, everything else will follow. I can guarantee you that, right? You won't even have to touch her and she'll feel you. You understand what I'm saying? I can go deep with that, but I'm gonna let it ride right there, right? I don't want to turn this into an X-rated show here, but I've learned how to connect so much in a woman's mind that you give her that feeling that you're already holding her, you're already embracing her, you're making her feel she's the only one, and she should be the only one in your line of sight. She should be the only one riding on your heart. She should be the one that you crave in the morning. She should be the one that you crave at night. That's how you get a woman and start stimulating her mind. See, sex is easy. That's nothing. Sex is just the physical component, right? That's why sometimes you can have sex with somebody and not necessarily be connected with the individual, if that makes sense. Whereas when you're in love and you make love to a woman and you make love to her energy and you make love to her mind, she will crave you with the utmost. She will crave you in such a way that you really won't have to say much. She would just feel good when she's around you. She'll feel good when she's next to you, okay? Because you've set off something in her, and that's, you know, a woman wants to feel secure. A woman wants to feel protected. A woman wants to feel wanted. And a woman wants to feel your loyalty. You understand what I'm saying? You can give her all of that if you learn how to connect with her on such a level that will allow you and her to be one with each other. And then once you get past that point of stimulating the mind, when y'all connect, the energy will be so intense, like everything explodes, right? You know what that feels like, right? See, it's like I said, it's easy to have sex with a woman, but it's another thing to make love to a woman. When you can make her body just shiver all over, when you can make her body just tingle, you know, just the warmth of you before you even connect in that way, that's when you know you are really doing a woman right, okay? And then when you do connect, that energy will explode so much that it would feel like something that you've never, ever experienced before. See, there ain't too many people that can do that because we don't take the time. You know what I mean? It ain't all about throwing them on the bed and just, you know, pumping away like a football player, or, you know, ramming. That's you're not making love, you're having sex. And if you want to have sex, then that's one thing. But, you know, that has no longevity. It's when you can really connect with a woman and let her know that, hey, you're all I need. You're all I want. And when you do that, she will reciprocate like never before. Okay? So that was number two. The right woman will help you make love to her without ever touching her. And one last thing I want to add to that, gentlemen. Listen to what a woman wants and listen to what she likes. She will tell you over and over again in all different ways. If you pay attention to what she wants, I can almost guarantee you'll be doing it right every time. your woman know, all right, right? All right, we're halfway through the this right woman segment here, all right? Just in case you're just joining us, I'm your concierge of love, Benny Love, right here on Bashani Radio, Late Night with Benny Love, live from New York City, baby. It might be cold outside, but I keep it hot in here, right? And today I'm just talking about the right woman, the attributes of the right woman. Like I said, I'm not an expert. I'm just a man that has learned a lot over the years, and I've learned how to elevate and motivate and stimulate a woman in such a way that it's an incredible feeling, right? All right, and if you got any questions, just go to BennyLove.com and you'll see the contact box right there on that first page. And I want you to just leave me a comment, something you want to talk about. If you like what I'm saying, that's one thing. If you don't like what I'm saying, that's all cool too. It's okay. I'm open for discussion, all right? All right, that's what this is all about. It's not a one-way, it's a two-way, okay? So let's go to number three. Number three. The right woman will only have eyes for you. Love and loyalty will not even allow her to consider another person. Now, what I say this can be tricky here. See, when a woman gets in her mind that you're all she wants, she ain't gonna have time to be thinking about anybody else. You know, and one thing you got to always remember, the mouth can say whatever it want to say, but actions are absolutely necessary. You understand what I'm saying? And then you got to understand when it comes to actions, that's more powerful than anything else, right? And what do I mean by that? The same way if you get a man connected, he won't have time to be looking, entertaining another woman because he's getting everything he needs at home. See, a lot of times when people go out and stray, let me just speak from a man's point of view. Men tend to go out and stray when they're not getting everything at home. Now, it doesn't make it right, right? But I'm just being real with you because most men are not going to tell you that. There's always something that they're lacking in the house, right? And I think what would make this process so much better if men would just communicate that better. A lot of times they don't say what I want. They don't say how they really feel in because, you know, a man doesn't want to feel soft or like, you know, I can't really tell what I'm feeling. And or maybe he feels that his woman won't understand exactly what he means without it turning into a big argument. So I want to say this, ladies, sometimes you got to sit back and listen. Give the man a little time and a little space to actually communicate what he's feeling and his thoughts. And without questioning and everything, without sabotaging the entire conversation, give the man a little space to communicate what he wants. And likewise, men, sometimes you just got to be quiet and let the woman tell you what she's want, what she's missing, what she desires, because she will tell you, all right? The question is, will you listen? That's why I say the right woman will only have eyes for you because of her love and loyalty will not allow her to even consider another man in no fashion or form. It just won't, and that's just being real, all right? People can say whatever they want to say out loud, all right? But your actions actually say who you are versus what you want or where you want to go, you know? It's one thing to, let me give you this analogy. It's one thing to say I want to make $1 million. It's another thing to put into action the things that need to occur for you to get $1 million. So it's easy to say everybody wants to be rich, but nobody wants to do the work, right? Well, guess what? That's the same way in relationships. It's easy to say what you want, but not be willing to put into work. But one thing I can tell you, the right woman will only have eyes for you when she believes in you, when she knows that you're the one, and when she's willing to take the risk, when she's willing to go all out, because that's what it takes. Nothing worth having comes easy. That I can guarantee you. Nothing, ladies and gentlemen. Take it from Benny Love, baby. I've been to there. I've been there and I've been back. I've been around the block. I've been up the street. It is what it is. But it's relationships take work. That I could tell you. And if you're not willing to do the work, well, guess what? You're not willing to receive the benefits. Okay? I can guarantee you that. So, number three, the right woman will only have eyes for you. Love and loyalty will not allow her to consider another man because all her energy will be focused on you. That's number three. And finally, last but not least, number four, the right woman will always allow you to be you. That is the most powerful thing in the world. Because, see, ladies and gentlemen, men and women get together and the first thing they start to do is try to change the other person. When really, you should be walking into a relationship saying, how can I add to the person? How can I compliment who they are? But that's not what we do. We get in and we say, I want you to do this. I don't want you no longer doing that. You know, it's like the guy who gets with the girl who has on a short dress. And then when he gets with her, he wants her to wear long dresses now. Well, you met her while she had on the short dress. So why should it matter right now, right? And that's real. That's absolutely real. Sometimes you got to think, how did you meet her? Don't change her. And don't try to change him. Allow them to be themselves. The worst thing a man or woman can do is go in and think they can fix somebody. You can't fix nobody. You understand? Why? Because only that person has to change themselves. Right? And I think that's where a lot of men and women get mixed up at. They somehow think they have been sent to change this person. No, you have been sent to compliment who they already are. And the moment you allow them to be themselves, you will then learn how powerful they can be when you allow them to be themselves. It's just like you. If you a person that loves doing this or love doing that or running this type of way, It ain't nothing but a blessing to have a woman come in and embrace who you are. You know, say, I know this is who you are and I'm going to allow you to be that. And I think that that's why it's so hard to find that right woman or that right man. You know what I mean? Because too many people think they need to change who that individual is. And no, you don't. You know, because here's what I've learned. In every blessing, there's a lesson, and every lesson is a blessing. And that works for relationships too. You know, right? Because every person that comes into your life, when it comes to relationships, they are there to teach you something. And in every lesson, it makes us better. So that's why I try to tell people when they say, oh, he did me wrong, or she did me wrong. No. They taught you a lesson that you hadn't learned, and it doesn't feel good. And that's okay. Because remember, we only learn when it hurts. Nobody learns when everything is okay. Nobody learns when everything is going perfect. No, it's those moments when it really hurts, and it makes us not forget, And it also teaches us how to not make other people feel. You understand that? That's what I've learned. I've learned that when it comes to that, it's a whole nother experience. So appreciate the lessons you've had. Appreciate the people who've done you wrong. Appreciate the people who've done you right, because in every experience you have learned something. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as I do a recap, I say it like this. The right woman can help you make the right decisions is number one. Number two, the right woman can help you make love to her without even touching her. Number three, the right woman will only have eyes for you. Her love and loyalty will not even allow her to consider another man, regardless of the circumstances. And number four, the right woman will allow you to be you. I hope that you can take some of these things I said today and use them accordingly, because here's what I know, ladies and gentlemen. One thing I know is that before you can find any type of love, the first love starts inside, and you have to absolutely love yourself. And the moment that you can love yourself, that will be the moment that you'll be ready to love somebody else. If that makes sense, right? Because I know this for a fact. You know, I know for a fact. When you experience love in such a way, it makes you feel so good. It makes you feel so wanted. It makes you feel like you've never felt before. That's one thing. That's why you hear the passion in my voice. Because I've been there, I've done that. And I think I've figured out what works for me. I can't say what works for you, but I can share with what I've learned. And it is my hopes with Late Night with Benny Love that you will learn something from me. And it will help you move forward. And ladies, I hope that there's something that, you know, hearing it from a man's point of view, just maybe something will click. That's all this is all about. Information, paying it forward. That's all. Benny Love, the concierge of love. And I'm just here to serve you in any way you want to be served. Let me stop. I'm just playing with you. Get myself in trouble up in this piece. But I really want to say this. I really appreciate you listening to the show, and we've had some great responses. I've got some very interesting emails, and all I can tell you is I appreciate you. I love everyone, and I hope the absolute best for whatever it is you want to do in life, right? Just make sure you join me here every weekend on Bashani Radio app exclusively. You can download in the App Store, Android for your iPhone or your Android. Just stroll until you see Late Night with Benny Love, and I'll be right here, hopefully. And I'm giving so much information in these shows that you can just rewind it. You hear what I'm saying? And play it over again, because you might hear something you didn't hear before. You know, I even tell people sometimes when you're listening to the show, just close your eyes and be in an undisturbed place and feel the vibrations that I'm sending over, because of I so love all of you. And if you really look, you really listen with your heart, you can hear the secret messages I'm sending out to, right? I know you're listening now. I know you're there. Some of you may have met me before, and I hope the experience was good. And some of you may not have met me live and in person, and but you know of me, and some of you may have never met me, but if you do one thing and one thing only, listen to my energy, listen to my vibes, and you'll hear everything I'm saying. Some of you probably never even know that you was so, affected by what Benny Love has to offer, right? You can get it. Let me stop flirting with y'all. There's like 2 million of y'all on here, and I love each and every one of y'all, okay? Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, I am Benny Love. I am your concierge of love. And I hope that somehow I have helped you in some fashion or form, even if it's just by this little show. This show will live on long after I'm gone, and I hope that helps some of y'all. All right? I hate to leave, but I always have to, but I really don't like leaving you. But until next time, go back and listen to some of the other shows and enjoy, because we get it in when we have guests and when we don't have the guests. Sometimes I just like to be here with you. Sometimes I just like to be here and just me and you. Sometimes we just need to be alone. If that makes sense. Okay? Until next time, I'm Benny Love, your concierge love. Where's my theme music? We gonna get it, baby. And remember, I love you and you can't do a damn thing about it. Visit me at BennyLove.com, or you can go to BashaniRadio.com, click on the tab right there, and you can leave me a message too. I just want to be available. I want to be available when you're lonely. I want to be available when you're not lonely. I just want to be that. I want to be that special friend for you, all right? You know, right? I can see you in my mind. I can see you feeling it. I can see that you really feeling this. And I like that. All right? The mind is so powerful. If you just really use it to where you get, you can see things others can't see. You know what I mean? I'm talking to you. Go ahead. Leave me that message. Leave me that question. And I just might talk about you right here on Late Night with Benny Love. Until next time. I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. Now put the covers over, and good night. I don't want to go, but I have to. I really don't want to go. Oh, I really don't want to go, but I gotta go. I love you. I love you, and I love you even more. Benny Love, the concierge of love, right here on Bashani Radio app, New York City, baby. Good night.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.